Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. Niles Gens in studio with us. Again, that phone number, 320-258-3688. But go online to gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. Niles, we're looking at the month of March already.
We are. It's right around the corner here, I think. What, a week away, a little better?
Yes, sir.
So it's February 21st when we're obviously doing this show live, replays in the near future, of course. But is this crazy 55 degrees towards the end of February?
Yeah. What's the summer going to be like?
I hope not warmer than normal.
True.
But you still got in the back of your mind, is there one big more blast coming at us?
Yes, sir.
Not temperature-wise, that white stuff. It's going to be that heavy stuff.
Heart attack snow.
Yeah, it takes down trees and power lines.
So this is not the time to saw my shovel handle off, is what you're saying.
No,
I'll wait a while.
No, and I would keep the snowblower handy.
All right, very good.
And I also would, again, you said a little bit ago, stay, don't be raking your lawns.
Are your trees budding out?
Yes.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. They are budding out. Some of the maple trees are
budding exactly out. Right.
Yeah, so it's interesting times. So we'll blame that on your president, too, while we're at it.
Why not?
Anyhow, so we have some events coming up in a couple, 3 weeks. March 12th at the Holiday Inn here in the west side of town. And then the 14th, a couple nights later, at the Old Brick House here on 6th Avenue South here downtown St. Cloud, which is a new place for us. But up for discussion that night, we'll be talking about rising inflation, learn how it's shaping current investment strategies and what you should expect in the future. We talk about stock market volatility, what a market correction create additional challenges to meeting your planned retirement date. We talk about IRA, 401k, mutual funds, what are your options if you recently left your employer? Are the undisclosed fees in your portfolio costing you too much? We talk about tax reduction strategies. We talk about IRA withdrawals. I give some examples at age 73, how you take it out, when to take it out, you know, that type of thing. We talk about retirement income, which we're going to touch on here today. Hopefully we have time to get there. And then we also spend time in the Secure Act 2.0. The updated legislation could turn your IRA into a tax burden for your beneficiaries. So those are probably half the topics that we talk about. We do talk quite a bit on Social Security, which is always the hot button.
You know, I can understand why if folks are listening to this conversation right now, they may think, oh, my gosh, that sounds really, really boring to me. No, Niles speaks in verbiage that we all understand. It all makes sense.
I have never had anybody. I've done over 500 presentations, close to 600 now in my career. I have yet to anybody say that, hey, Niles, that was boring, that was a waste of my time.
It never is.
No, I've yet, thankfully, nobody's ever said, even on the evaluation sheets, nobody's ever done that, which is great.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about today is inflation. We have actually quite a long list of things we're talking about inflation. We're not going to go through a lot of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are a deep dive. That would get boring.
Sure.
We're going to talk about 6 financial actions to take the year before you retire. The 5 stages of retirement planning. And the last one I don't think we'll get to, but we'll do it some other time. How does a grade divorce affect Social Security benefits? Thankfully, not very common in our clientele to have what's called a gray divorce.
Gray
divorce is older people like you and I get a divorce.
Okay.
My wife and I have been married 45 years come this fall. Never happened, obviously, but if at our ages, if we would get a divorce, that's called a gray divorce.
Okay, never heard that term
before. I think
it's
something to do with the color of our hair, I think.
Well, yours. Mine's just shiny.
I won't say what I was going to say. So let's go back on inflation. Everybody knows what inflation is. So in 2023, which was last year, we saw a continuation of market turbulence, loosening of labor markets, and lighter inflation due to economic tightening from the Federal Reserve. Compared to a couple of years ago, you may have noticed higher prices on items that you buy every week and maybe wonder if we'll continue to see high inflation. Nobody can predict the future, of course. But if you're nearing retirement, you need to keep both eyes peeled on that inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what is inflation, the effects of inflation in the past, how inflation is managed by the Federal Reserve, the current state of inflation, the Federal Reserve policy on inflation, how inflation affects the individual, and strategy to help protect what you've earned from inflation.
It must be getting kind of bad because not only has your president acknowledged inflation, but he also talked about shrinkflation last week. You and I were talking about that years ago, for God's sakes.
Well, I'm sure you were, when you were texting him here recently, you probably...
That's true. Right? Hey, here's a tip.
Here's a tip that Niles said you should really concentrate on. This shrinkflation is just, it's Captain Obvious when you go to the grocery store.
Do you think it's ever going to go away, though?
No.
I don't think they'll ever change it back to... No, why would they?
These companies are that make these products have geared their factories or their assembly lines, whatever
right.
you want to call it, to make smaller packages.
But they see we're paying the regular price for it.
Yep.
So
yep.
they know.
They got that.
They got us.
They got that figured out.
Yeah.
So what is inflation? Obviously, inflation is the increase of cost versus last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I still think I was to a economics meeting a couple, 3 weeks ago in St. Paul. And the speaker was very, very knowledgeable, over the top, smart.
Yep.
And I bit my tongue because I'm not prone to do that, but I did. Kept talking about inflation's in check, that type of thing. Well, maybe in the broad scheme of things it is, but for us little people down on the bottom of the food, not necessarily the bottom of the food chain, but at our level,
yep.
we have not seen a loosening of increases.
No.
Grocery store gas spiked again. Gas, I keep track of the price of gas because I need that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a plug-in for my vehicle.
I did 278 the other day.
I noticed on the way up this morning, 299. I go through Maple Lake on the way up, 299. Get to the Hastie area. That's always a little higher there because of the freeway.
Sure.
And then you get off on Clearwater Road to come this
Mixed
way.
Mixed stop, yeah.
Yep. No, back up this way further.
Okay.
279.
Okay.
So it seems as you get closer into St. Cloud, but then you go up by our office, it's $2.99. Okay. But my point is, what they said, a refinery in Indiana lost power?
I suppose.
Okay.
A bluebird flew by, and now we have to jack the price of gas up.
Yes.
Right.
You get what I'm trying to say.
Sir, I do.
So inflation, if we look back in history, back in the 1970s, Bob, you probably remember this. We saw double-digit inflation back in the 1970s.
I was there.
Leading to noticeable price increases. You remember the oil embargo back in 1972?
Boy, howdy.
Yep. Since that inflation remained low, so we had inflation rates averaging less than 3% for decades. Okay. Then it spiked in 2022 and came down slightly in 2023. Keep in mind that this doesn't necessarily mean prices came down. They didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They just, the rate of increase that was happening came down.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So again, COLAs can vary in size. COLAs, cost of living adjustments, can vary in size from year to year. 2024, COLA is at 3.2. This mm-hmm. is for your Social Security
people. Yes, sir.
In 2021, the COLA was 1.3. Okay. And I believe in 2022, was it? 23? Yeah, the increase last year was 8.7.
It was 8.7, yeah.
Okay. So that's a reflection somewhat of inflation. But my understanding, the COLA calculations don't include everything that us commoners buy.
Right.
Okay. So what has happened, I don't know what the exact time phrase is, probably in my print material here. The Federal Reserve started raising interest rates.
Right.
To cool down the economy, slow down the rate of inflation.
I don't understand how that works, Niles.
Well,
I just don't.
Yeah, the Lakefield High School didn't have that course, and Community College in Waseca didn't have that course either where I attended. But my understanding is they raise the price of borrowing money. It slows people's spending habits down, which should keep prices in check. Should.
Do they stop printing money then?
No, they print out. They got that that Marco printer
exactly
in the basement
right.
of the White House.
Isn't that the problem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oversupply of money.
Of money.
So again, interest rates are starting to settle down now.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention that much. Maybe I should on the 30-year mortgages.
6.5%.
Yeah, because I don't have a home mortgage, and most of our clients don't have home mortgages.
Right.
And I probably should pay more attention to it than I want to do. But our kids, all four of our kids, have house payments, but they're down that 2.5
yeah.
fixed interest rate.
Right. They bought smart.
Well, they got lucky, too.
Yeah, okay. True.
So, again, the Federal Reserve's main goal is to balance the financial system that underpins the economy. So they're trying to, now that they've got the interest rates up, my understanding is there could be some more potential rate increases this year yet, small ones, okay, to keep slowing it down. But then anticipate by third quarter this year to start, you might see interest rates start falling.
Okay.
Falling is not the right word. It's coming down slightly.
Easing.
For you
perhaps.
Folks there's out there that live on interest income, such as CDs and similar type investment vehicles, CD rates now are, let's call it five-ish.
Right.
Okay. But they're only for a limited period of time. 7 months, 9 months, 13 months, that type of thing.
Yep.
If I was in a position where I needed interest income or wanted interest income to meet my financial goals, I probably would look for an investment that gave me a longer term on that guaranteed interest rate.
Right.
I would look at something that gives me that 3 to 5 year at the 5%. Okay. We handle stuff like that at the office. Niles Jr. does. Okay. So if I want interest earnings to have for investments or for my cash flow, it would make sense maybe to take part or a good chunk of our money that we have in CDs, instead of locking it up for a year or 13 months at five, maybe lock it up for five at five.
Okay.
Okay. It's just a numbers game. Okay. So if you're just using the interest, or if you're letting it ride, accumulate, why wouldn't you just lock in it for a period of time? If we know that by third quarter, they anticipate interest rates dropping.
Right. What if you, and I think it's also important, right, if you don't need access to that money.
Or if you just need the interest.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Like CD at the bank, you could pull off the interest.
Sure.
If you dig into the principal, then they slap you on the wrist.
Right. How about money markets?
But they're not at that north of five. Okay. If you want a decent, yeah. If you want your everyday cash flow, you know, put and take, get at it when you want to,
yeah,
money market makes sense.
Okay.
But if you want a higher rate of return for a fixed period of time, call the office at 320-258-3688. Make sure you ask for Niles Jr. Okay? I'm there too, but I'm doing other stuff.
Okay? Yeah.
So how does, by raising interest rates, it slows the economy down. But the concern I have, and we talked about this 3 weeks ago, credit card debt is continuing to skyrocket.
Yes.
I just, like last week, $1.2
trillion.
Trillion.
We talked about that last week, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. The average credit card, average household has over $6,000 on credit cards.
Yeah.
Now, and that's taken into consideration credit cards that are not paid off every month.
Sure. They just keep adding.
Yep. I use credit cards for business purposes. Mm-hmm. Like I got to speak at a conference next Monday down to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to use a credit card to pay for my gas for the vehicle down there. I'll probably grab a sandwich on the way down, that type of thing, and got to pay for my hotel, stuff like that. That all goes on plastic.
Right.
But then a month from now, when I get the bill, you pay it.
That is the discipline that we need to develop, my friends.
Well, the discipline that you can learn by credit cards is look at the interest rate they're charging you. If that don't give you a smack upside the head, nothing
true.
Ever will, okay? Now, granted, all of us have opportunities to have low interest rate credit cards. I get that.
Yeah.
But that's what you should do. But again, this economist that I listened to, I was at the meeting 2-3 weeks ago, whatever it was, a lot of good points, but he was a little bit more or way overboard optimistic than I am. Now, I'm optimistic about the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I still believe we live in the greatest country in the world.
No doubt.
Bar none. Our economy is still better than any other economy in the world. Okay, Europe has been stagnant for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
They've had no growth in their economy whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
China's economy is tail spinning. You know the reason why the economy is tail spinning?
No, sir.
Lack of kids.
Really?
They're not repurposing.
This is coming back to bite them big time, isn't it?
They're not replacing themselves.
I'll be darned.
Yep, so they're going to have a major labor shortage. They anticipate, I don't know what the time frame was, I probably should have wrote that down. They anticipate China's population to drop drastically in 2030 or
so. You know what? That means that everybody that's coming through the southern border should go to China. Help them out.
We could help them with that.
Don't you think?
Brilliant.
Well, thank you.
Call Joseph next time. Next time we talk to Joseph.
I'll text him today.
Text him. Yeah. So anyhow, inflation is a big deal. So what can we do in retirement? The biggest, one of the biggest downfalls in retirement, or potential downfalls, is to have stagnant income. What I mean by stagnant, let's say you work for a company and you had a pension plan through this company that paid you $3,000 a month, just to pick a random number.
Okay.
And you retired 10 years ago at that $3,000 a month and another couple thousand from Social Security coming in, and you had no bills, you're living pretty good.
Pretty good.
Okay. But this pension now, 10 years later, is still $3,000 a month. And although Social Security has had some COLA, cost of living adjustments, that really didn't keep up with inflation, except for here a couple of years ago. So your buying power has gone down quite a bit.
Right.
Okay. So the biggest, one of the biggest problems in retirement can be caused by inflation, where your income coming in is stagnant. So you need to be able to increase your income year by year by year by year within a reasonable amount, of course, to keep up with at least inflation. So that's a conversation that we need to have, obviously, when you come in the office.
Yep, and I had this article that I was reading going into the news at 8 o'clock. Inflation and cost of living drive the reasons for retirees returning right. to work.
I've been noticing, I'm not a big drive-through window person.
Right.
Because I don't drive through windows.
True.
Okay. But I have noticed, I probably go through one a week, one every 2 weeks type thing.
Okay.
But I've noticed more seniors working those drive-throughs than in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did see it back in 07, 08, 09, when the stock market was taking a major tailspin mm-hmm. on us. Saw it back then, but it's just me, or maybe it's just what I've been noticing. Either the workers are very young, teenagers, which is good.
Right.
You know, a teenager can make 15, 17 bucks at a fast food place. Why not?
Right.
Beats a dollar an hour. We got walking beans and shoveling you know what years ago, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Or 50 cents when I first started. But I've noticed the older, by older generation, I mean 70-ish and 75-ish and higher.
Yeah.
Okay. So granted, some people might be working because they just enjoy. They want to work with these teenagers. They enjoy getting out of the house, and that's great, okay? But some of those people, you know for sure, are working because they have to.
They're hurting.
And that's not a good thing to be positioned in your retirement years, is to have to work.
That would hurt even more.
Yes. So, you know, I plan on working till the day I tip over.
Right.
Not necessarily in the office every day, but doing something somewhere.
And, you know, it could be health reasons, could be insurance costs, could be a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Could be poor planning.
Could be, something happened in the family unit. Yeah. And, you know, you lost your spouse, and the spouse didn't have any life insurance. You know, I guess I preached about that enough over the years.
Yeah.
Where life insurance could have picked up the gaps when your spouse passed away.
What's it called when you have an opportunity to make sure that your spouse gets your pension should you pass away?
It's 100% survivor.
Okay, make sure that you do that.
Yeah. So I met with a husband and wife yesterday. She's a client of ours already. He's retiring from a well-known company here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he had the pension payments. It's a local union he belongs to.
Sure.
Actually, two or three local unions over the years.
Okay.
So he had papers for two of the three pensions. So we're looking at the numbers. Single life only. Well, that means single life only. So, yeah. Bob, if you signed that paper, took single life only, first off, your spouse would have to sign off that she know or he did. You did that.
Mm-hmm.
But single life only means, let's say it's $2,000 a month. When you die, it's gone. Okay. Foolish is the only word I could use.
You can't change that either.
Nope.
Can you?
That's irrevocable.
Wow.
So what I'm a big fan of is 100% survivorship to the spouse.
Yeah.
So instead of being $2,000 a month, single life only, it might be $1,750. But when you die, your spouse gets $1,750 a month instead of zero.
Yeah.
Now, some people, it works on occasion, not too often. Some people will take the $2,000 a month single, but then buy a life insurance policy for $250 a month in premium.
Okay.
And then when you die, your spouse gets the life insurance policy, which is tax-free, by the way.
Sure.
That takes a lot of figuring. It's good in theory, but I see 99% of the time it doesn't work.
I would think a lot of things would have to fall into place to make that work.
Yep. You have to have reasonably good health, catch yourself at a decent age to do all that.
Yep.
Maybe pre-plan it 10 years prior to retirement.
Sure.
Because life insurance is cheaper 10 years ago
mm-hmm.
because of your age. So again, you know, I caught it. Oh, this is 10, 15 years ago. A couple came up to the Buffalo office from Loretto, which is east of Buffalo.
Yeah.
And just retired. And they have the, he had his pension papers. And I looked at it, it was already signed, dated, and notarized. And he checked the box, single life only. And I don't recall his name. And I said, Bob, do you know what that means? Yeah. Well, explain to me what you think it means. Well, I get X amount of dollars till I die. Yeah, you got that, pin that right. What does your wife get? And she looked at me, she goes, well, what do I get? Well, let's say her name was Martha. Well, Martha, you signed this. There's your signature by the notary stamp. Yeah, but what do I get?
What did I sign? Yeah,
you don't get nothing.
Was there a moment of silence there?
It could have been a boxing match started there real quick, okay?
Oh,
so they said, Niles, can we back this up? No.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Because they already sent the paperwork in.
Right, right, right. But if I sign that, and I'm not retired, I'm still working,
yep.
Can I change that then?
Well, you don't sign it until you retire.
Oh, okay. Oof, yay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you don't sign it. That's going out the door paperwork.
Okay. Okay.
So again, well, I looked at the guy and said, you got to get some life insurance. I don't want life insurance. Well, look at your wife and say that.
Yeah, no doubt.
So he ended up doing a nice-sized life insurance policy to cover for his wife.
Just so, to understand.
Yeah, so before you sign any pension papers, please print them and bring them in the office. Let me go over with you.
Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services. Their phone number is 258-3688. Online, gensfinancial.com. G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services with us. Their telephone number, 320-258-3688. They're online at gensfinancial.com. G-E-N-T-Z. GensFinancial.com. Folks, that website is chock full of information that you can use, you can understand. Every single day you should go there. You'll learn something. You can also find out about the upcoming workshops. Niles?
Yeah, so we have two events come up in a couple weeks, March 12th and March 14th, both in St. Cloud. First one on March 12th, which is a Tuesday, is the Holiday Inn. And then Thursday, March 14th at the old Brick House here downtown St. Cloud. Both of them start at 6 p.m. If you're unable to attend, which is totally understandable, just give us a call at the office at 320-258-3688 and make an appointment and come on in. We'll give you kind of a mini version of the workshop, and we'll see if there's something something we can help you with.
All right.
So we're going to talk about six financial actions to take a year before you retire. Don't decide to retire, today being Wednesday, February 21st, and we're doing the show. Don't decide to retire 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Don't go to your boss and say, yep, March 15th, I'm
That's
done.
It.
That's it. Done any planning? Nope, I'm just quitting. Well, you need to kind of plan it out a little further in advance. The first step, I usually ask people, what are you going to do about health insurance? You got group insurance that are work now. What are you going to do about health insurance? Sometimes I get that deer in the headlights look back at me like,
I never thought of that.
Can't I keep my group insurance? Yeah, you can keep your group insurance.
Bring your money.
Through what's called COBRA. But yeah, you bring the money because most plans out there, you're not only pay your share of the premium, but you're also going to pay the employer's share of the premium. They're not going to pay it for you because you're a nice guy.
Okay, obviously we're talking about not being involved with Medicare because you're
yet,
too young.
Okay? Right? So there are some firms out there that you can bank health insurance premiums.
Okay.
HSA, if you would.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So if you don't have an HSA at work, or if you do have one, make sure you're funding it.
Max it out.
Yeah, because that's money that you can use later down the road. So if you're going to retire prior to age 65, you're going to need some kind of health insurance. COBRA is an option. Some plans out there, mainly government plans, the VA and whatnot, will allow you to carry coverage for the rest of your life through the VA system. But for your normal employers out there, when you quit, you get offered COBRA. I believe you have coverage for 18 months, but know what your health insurance is going to look like when you retire, how much it's going to cost, what kind of coverage you're going to have. If you're 65 and older, talk to Niles Jr. at the office. Cindy out here in the lobby here, Bob, asked me about over 65 health insurance. And I said, stop. I'm not the guy to talk to.
Yeah.
Talk to Niles Jr. about that, okay?
Sure, you bet.
Number two, simplify your financial life. Don't have your accounts spread all over creation.
Okay.
I've had people come in the office over the years that, what bank do you bank at, just as a part of conversation? Well, this bank, that bank, and that bank over there, and this bank over there, and that bank over in Cold Spring.
You don't want anybody to know how much money you have.
So first off, they're not going to tell anybody. But don't have your accounts spread all over. So if you work with a financial planner, which, of course, I encourage you to do, you don't have four or five of us.
Right.
Find one, maybe another one, maybe. But find one, so if something happens to you, either incapacity or some kind of disability of some type, that your family, your spouse, know who the go-to person is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We lost two clients over the weekend, passed away. Okay. It happens. Okay.
Yeah.
When you deal with retired people like we do,
sure.
It's the terrible part of business. But we know when I reach out to the spouses today that I can assure them everything's going to be fine financially.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how many dozens upon dozens of calls I've made over the years, probably well over dozens. Okay. But get your life simplified. What I mean by that, if you've had three or four different employers over the years, don't have three or four 401ks laying around somewhere. Mm-hmm. For you folks that worked at Finger Hut years ago, Finger Hut shut down, 2001, 2, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
I still have people coming, I had a pension program at Finger Hut. Okay.
How do you find that?
Macy's.
Really?
Macy's took it over. Yep, but that takes a lot of digging.
No doubt.
Yeah. So again, if you got old 401k laying around, an old pension laying around, try to consolidate. For you folks that worked, the diocese isn't the right word, for the St. Cloud Hospital, we used to be a nonprofit.
Yeah.
The people that worked there 20, 30 years ago, they have pensions there too.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of people forget about this. So did you work at, how long you worked at CentraCare? Oh, I've been here 35 years. Do you got that old pension from years ago? Oh, that's right. Yeah, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you haven't done so already, go to Minnesota Department of Commerce website, look at unclaimed property, type in your name in there. There might be something laying around out there for you. Who knows?
All right, let me just jump in here and just throw this out. Folks, do you think that your 1-800-WHO-CARES guy or gal somewhere, wherever they may be, do you think they're going to know, hey, didn't you used to work at CentraCare? Do you have that?
Yep.
No, Niles will. Yep. You're sitting right across the table from him.
Yep. So that's the advantage of working with somebody local, because I've been in St. Cloud since January of 82. Okay, that's a long time ago. Where were you January of 82?
I was in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Really?
I was working at across the hall at that hot rock and flame throwing KCLD FM.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, you bet.
And Bob hired you back.
he did.
Huh.
I had hair back then.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
I need to see proof of that, by the way.
There's a picture somewhere.
Number three, figure out what it's going to cost you monthly to be retired.
Sure. A budget. Figure it out.
Figure out a budget. But also put a cushion in there. I don't know if you notice when you're out on Fridays or Saturdays or maybe Sundays, you're out just doing stuff.
Yeah. You spend more money than you think you're going to.
Doing stuff costs money.
Yep.
Now, even if you're, go to a local hardware store, go to a big box store, go anywhere.
Yeah.
Go out to eat. Okay. It's going to cost you more on a monthly basis to be retired than what you think.
When you figure out your budget, I always round up my expenses, always pad them because you're always going to have more.
Oh, I rounded up 20%.
Really?
Yep. because if I get the end of the month, if I didn't spend that 20%, say I only sent 10.
You're not bummed out?
I'm not going, oh, crap, I got to change my ways.
Sure, okay? I have too much money left over.
But try to figure out, and it's nowadays with our banking being online, you can just look back at your spending habits.
Yeah, it's very easy. I was going to ask you, are you a fan of autopay?
Where they automatically take my money out of my account? No.
Yeah, you're not.
No.
How come?
I think there's a discipline factor there that you lose by having an auto pay.
Okay.
One of our sons, probably all my kids, but the one I'm thinking of has his house payment coming out every month the same day.
Right.
I like that in theory, but I also like stepping back and taking the responsibility that I need to make my payment on the first of the month,
okay,
and I want to see it physically leave my account.
Yep, I understand.
That's just me. I don't have a car payment, but if I had a car payment,
right.
I would like to make that payment. I think you have more awareness. It's not everybody, but most people, I think you have more awareness when I got to mentally and physically, I'm not saying write the checkout payment. Mm-hmm. So our church did that years ago, where they automatically deduct money out of your account once a week. I don't sign up. I didn't sign up for that, and yeah. I know it's some people at church frown at me because of that. I said, no, I want to write the check out every Sunday morning. I'm having breakfast. I want to put it in the envelope, and I want to put it in the offering plate.
I understand that part.
That's just me.
Okay? Yeah.
But I think, again, you got to be disciplined to do all that.
But that's a good part of that. I get that.
Yeah, it's just I think you have a better handle on your money when you're in control of paying it out.
Actually making that payment.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have Spectrum for our mobile phone.
Sure.
The only way they do it is automatic deduct. Boy, I fought them for that $29.99 until I spent more than that just saying no. But Niles, that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
And that's for the first year, and then the second year it doubles to two because we have two phones.
Yeah.
So then it goes to, call it $60.
Whatever, sure.
And zip, here it comes out of your account. They send you email, hey, we're taking it out of your account.
You get the reminder.
You get the reminder, so you have that $60 in your account, but it still irks me that somebody has control of my money.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay? Check your asset allocation. Don't have all your ducks in or your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And maximize tax deductions. Number six, last one before we skedaddle out of here today, Bob.
Okay.
Come up with an income plan. You need to know what's coming in every month. So I am not planning on retiring for many years to come yet.
Right.
But when I retire, though, I know for sure when I do pull the plug and I give the keys to Gens Financial over to the youngsters at the office that I know what's coming in. I'm many years out. I know already what's going to come in for income.
Yep.
Almost, I would say to the penny, but close. Okay. So it's a very comforting factor knowing that I'm years out.
Yeah.
And I know here's what's going to come in the door many years down the road.
I think I told you a couple of shows ago that I did that for 10 years.
Projected it out?
Yeah.
What kind of inflation did you use?
I didn't. I just kept my income stagnant. As you say.
We'll have to talk off air.
I was just playing with a pencil and a piece of paper. I didn't know what kind of trouble I was getting into with you.
Get you a calculator.
True enough. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services, folks. If you're not, you really should. GensFinancial.com. GENTZ. GensFinancial.com. Give them a call. 258-3688. As Keith Swingle likes to say, don't cost nothing. Right?
We'll talk next week.
Attend those workshops. You'll learn a thing or ten, and it is always good to be learning stuff. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.